right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Ah, the radio people. With the Bucks and the Raptors facing each other in the NBA playoffs, a Milwaukee radio station has banned Toronto native and Raptors fan Drake. They won't play any Drake music. Well, Toronto radio station said, fine, we're not going to play any Steve Miller because he's the most famous musician from Milwaukee they could come up with. So
he's from Milwaukee,
Yeah. So no Milwaukee artists. We're not going to play any of them.
Boy, they put their foot down.
They did. Well, it's Toronto. They're so nice in Canada. Yeah. They don't even know how to beef with another radio star. Who? Steve Miller? Okay, no Steve Miller. We're not flying like an eagle today, by golly. Melissa McCarthy, she filled in for Ellen DeGeneres yesterday. Every once in a while, she'll take a day off, have somebody fill in. She was pretty funny.
Ellen asked me to be her guest host today. She's taking the day off. I think she wanted to spend more time with some of her houses. I get it. They grow up so fast, don't they?
They do.
Oh, too funny. Yes, Ellen does have several houses, actually.
Wow.
Melissa did a great job. She was hilarious. She did a really, really good job as host. And now, according to a new poll, almost 11 million people are going to skip work. They're not going to work on Monday. They're either going to call out sick or use a vacation day because of the finale of Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, they're taking the day off.
They're going to stay up late, and emotionally they're going to be drained.
Maybe so.
They're not going to be productive.
No, they're not.
So why even go in?
That's exactly it. That is exactly it.
Wow.
Now, that petition to redo Season 8 with competent writers.
Yeah.
Past 700,000 signatures. They need. They're shooting for 1 million. This is so stupid. It's so stupid. And now the writer Kevin Sussman from The Big Bang Theory, their series finale aired last night.
Yeah.
He joked on Twitter. He said, "Well, we'll redo last night's finale if anyone wasn't satisfied."
The Big Bang.
That's fine. Yes.
I heard it was very touching.
Yeah, it was good, actually. It was very good. And sad news. I want to share this with everyone. The family of viral sensation Grumpy Cat has confirmed that Grumpy Cat passed away. Grumpy Cat has passed
away.
Seriously, yeah.
You know what? So, I'm not even going to play that.
I mean, it is sad, though. It is sad. But, Grumpy, I mean, he was grumpy. That would probably be a happy song for him anyhow.
Maybe.
So he was grumpy. He didn't care. He didn't care today.
No.
But, yeah, he passed away. It is true. It is not a rumor, people.
Okay.
Grumpy Cat. I don't know how old he was, but he was grumpy.
I don't think it matters, does it?
No.
That's for you, Grumpy Cat.
There you go. There you go. Celebrate. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.